Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Yes, it is. And each week we ask local leaders and pastors in our community to come in bang smack in the middle of the week for a chat in the hope to inspire and encourage us. And today is going to be no different. We have the pleasure of having Pastor Julian Curtisingham from Kingdom City, Canningvale, joining us over the phone. Julian, how are you going?
Beck and Jazeel, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
So glad to be talking to you on this day full of joy.
And before you get straight into it, Julian, I know that you've just got a six-week-old baby.
Aww.
And I've got a baby on the way, only 3 weeks away. What advice can you give me?
You are in for a treat, my brother. So we've got a three-year-old and a six-week-old at home. And look, the nights aren't sleepless, but there's certainly less sleep than there was 6 weeks ago. Put it that way.
Beautiful. What a beautiful time.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you for,
to it.
For taking time out of your newborn schedule to come and have a chat with us. We appreciate it.
No stress. What an honor. So, guys, look, midweek motivation has led me to a proverb in the Bible. Mm. And it says that the tongue can bring death or life. And those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So I don't think the writer was talking about our physical tongues being able to create life or kill things, but the writer was talking about our words. Mm. Our words can bring life and our words can bring death. And so this must mean that with my words, I can build people up or I can tear people down. My tongue, my words, I can inspire people. I can instill hope in people. I can cause people to dare to dream. But with my same tongue, same mouth, I can crush people and kill dreams and cause them to feel small. And look, take rewinding the clock to 2005. I walked into a youth ministry, a youth group, and the leader of the youth group, he wanted to get me up on stage to run a game with him. And he said, "Hey, Jules, I'm going to get you up." I was 17 at the time. He's like, "Can you get up and run the game with me?" So I said, "Okay, I'll get up." And I jumped up on that stage, and there's about 40 people in the youth group at the time. And I can't remember what we were doing. I can't remember what game we were running. All I remember is I didn't say a word, guys. Beck and Jazeel, I didn't say a word. I just stood on that stage and began to perspire. I was sweating. There was forehead sweat. There was underarm sweat. There was back sweat.
Christ.
I know this is a family radio station. I was sweating in places I'm not even talk about, but there was just sweat. And I didn't say a word. And I remember getting off that stage, and the guy came, the youth pastor came up to me and said, "Hey, Jules, you did awesome." And I was so confused. I was so confused because I knew that I didn't do awesome. I knew I was terrible.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go home, and the next Friday night I come back and he says, "Hey, Jules, I'm going to get you up to run the game." And so, guys, I'm serious. It's like Groundhog Day. I got up on stage. I didn't say a word and I just began to sweat. I'm talking sweat, 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 and I didn't say a word. And he comes up to me afterwards and he says the same thing. He says, "Jules, you did awesome." Now, guys, I am so confused by this stage. I am so, so confused. I go home, go back to my week, do all the thing. I come back the third Friday night in a row. We're talking about a hat trick, Beck and Jazeel. And he says, "Jules, I'm going to get you up to run the game." So I do remember what we were doing this time. I was running a game with another guy, and we were mixing Coca-Cola with vanilla essence to make vanilla Coke.
Ooh.
So, sidebar, I believe the quality of games in youth ministry has gone up in 2005. But same thing happened. I stood there and I just began to perspire and sweat. And the guy that was I was running the game with, even he gave me a handball. He even said, "What do you think, Julian?" And I just stared at this crowd of 40 people and I just perspired. And I walked up that stage. I'm serious. Hat trick, right? 3 weeks in a row. And the youth pastor comes up to me again. He said, "Hey, Jules, you did awesome." And I responded to him this time. I said, "I didn't do awesome. I choked. I was terrible." And he begins to laugh and he says, "Yeah, you were pretty bad. But I believe in the call and the gift on your life. So I'm going to get you up again."
Wow.
And
wow.
He did. And eventually I became somewhat okay at standing up on a stage and speaking to people. So I guess if we're trying to encourage everyone that's listening today, I'm here today because someone used their tongue to speak life. Mm. And I believe that our listeners are here today functioning in what they're functioning in, carrying what they're carrying, because there was someone or a group of people that spoke life over them. Someone encouraged you. And I believe that it's our turn to do the same. So who in our world, maybe at work tomorrow, maybe at the playgroup tomorrow, maybe at training tonight or tomorrow or this weekend, who in our world can we encourage? Because the tongue can bring death or life. And if that is the case, I want to use my tongue to build people up, not tear people down. I want to use my words to inspire people that they would leave my presence feeling bigger and better than they did before, and cause them to dare to dream. Yeah. And so I know I'm here because someone did that to me, and I believe that now we can do that to someone else in our world.
That's brilliant. Oh, thank you so much for sharing those words of wisdom with us.
That is Pastor Julian Curtisingham from Kingdom City Canningvale. Who can you speak life into this week? Thank you so much, Julian.
It's been a pleasure, guys. Have a great evening.
You too.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.